Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yanki Carmel. Meseches Yevamos has been dedicated by Mutti and Hadassa Jacobowitz, Lezecher Nishmas Yaakov Zev ben Repesach Yosef.
We are up to Yevamos, Daf Samach Daled, Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Nasa Isha, Vesha Imo Eser Shanim V'Layolda, Einer Vishay Levato. If someone's married for 10 years and he doesn't have any children, he is not able to be Mevatel the Mitzvah of Pur Revu. So what does he have to do? Rashi says, O Yigar Shena, O Yisa Acheres Ima. Either he should divorce his wife, or he should marry another lady with his wife. Now the question is, what does Rashi mean, Yigar Shena, that he should divorce her? What does he gain by divorcing her? L'chayra, the whole point of the Mishnah, is that there's a mitzvah of Pur Revu that he's not able to be Mekayim with this Isha, so he has to marry another Isha. Why does divorcing her play any role in what he has to do now? Rashi should just say that Yisachar Sima, he's mechuyev to marry another lady. What's the inyan of Gerushin? So Rashi in Ksubis, Daf Ayin Zayin, explains more. Over there we find the machleikis in the Gemara. Taisus over here brings it down. There's a machleikis, in this case of our Mishnah, of Nasa Isha, Vesha Ima Esther Shanim, are we kaifin Isi Lahitzi? Is there a chiyev to be megarisha? Which really begs the same question, why is there an inyan of divorcing her if the whole point of the problem is that he's not being Mekayim Pur Revu? The whole inyan should be that he should take another wife. Why is there an inyan of Kaifin Oysa Lahitzi? Why do we find the man the Omar in Ksubis that we're Mekayim him and we force him to divorce her? So Rashi over there explains that Midaraisa, you're right, he has no chiv to divorce her because that would not accomplish the issue that we have, which is that he's not being Mekayim Pur Revu. But the Rabbanim were worried that if he's going to stay married to his present wife, who hasn't been Meulad in 10 years, and we're not going to be Mechayiv him to divorce her, so he's going to be complacent in his situation. He's in no rush to divorce her, and he'll be Mas'atzel, and he won't divorce her. So the Rabbanim were Mechayiv, a person that's married for 10 years without having children, he has a Chiyiv Midrabbana to divorce his wife. Even though Enochanami, you'll not be Mekayim Pur Revu by divorcing your wife. But if we're not Mekayim you to divorce her, we're afraid you won't divorce her and you won't get married to another lady. Therefore, the Rabbanan put on a chiv on him to divorce his wife. So Rashi over here is beautiful. Because Enochanami, let's say he doesn't divorce his wife, but he takes a second wife with his present wife. So there, the Rabbanan never made a chiv to divorce her. The entire chiyuv to divorce her is only because we're afraid he won't take a second wife. He'll be happy with the situation, married to this lady, and he'll say, I'm looking for a wife, and he'll take his time. He's in no rush. He likes his wife. Therefore, we put on a chiyuv gerushin to make sure he rushes up and takes care of his chiyuv. So either he has to divorce her, but if he takes a second wife, he won't have to divorce her, because the whole point of the chiyuv gerushin is that he should take another wife. So Rashi over here says beautifully, Oyigarshena, either divorce her like the Takana de Rabbanon, that any person that has a wife that hasn't had children in 10 years has a Chiyuv Gershon mid Rabbanon, Oyisacheres Ima. Or if you don't want to divorce her, you could take another wife. And in that case, there won't be any Chiyuv Gershon. That's Shana Rashi over here. Now, the wording of the Mishnah is that he was Nasa Isha, Vesha Ima Esther Shanim Velo Yolda. He didn't have any children. So the Rashba brings down two ways to understand the meaning of the words v'lo yolda. He says the pashtus of v'lo yolda sounds like he did not have any children. He was married for 10 years without any children. On that we say there's a chiyuv to divorce her or marry someone else with her. However, if he had one child, either a zachar or an akeva, but it's only one child, and we know for Pur Revu, we came out, we paskin like Beis Hillel, you need a Zachar and an Akeva. But the wording of our Mishnah would be Mashma, that if you had one child, even though you weren't Mekayim Pur Revu, still, the Chiyuv Gerushin does not apply. This whole din of the Mishnah of Einer Rishay Levatel is only if it's Layold at all. But if you have one child, it sounds like from the Mishnah, there's no Chiyuv Gerushin. The Rashi brings down a second shot, that for Layolda means Kitikunai. We had just had a Mishnah earlier that for Pur Revu, you need a Zachar and an Akeva. This Mishnah is a continuation of that Mishnah. This Mishnah is saying, if Nasa Isha, Vesha Ima Esther Shanim, If someone's married for 10 years, v'loyolda, he did not do the leda that's necessary to be mekayim puravu, on that we say, eni rishay levato, and you have to divorce her. But of course, the second shot holds, having one child would also not be enough. Because the whole point of the Mishnah is, there's a chi of gerishin because you didn't do puravu. So what's the mile of having one child? So b'kitzur, we have a machloikis, if one child, which is not a kiyum of puravu, is that enough to take away the halacha of a chi of gerishin by a nasa isha v'sha ima eser shanim? The Rashba says that he likes the first shah, that with one child you will not have a chi of gerishin. Now this needs beer. Why should we say that one child shouldn't have a chi of gerishin? L'chayr, the whole point of the Mishnah, the whole chi of gerishin, which we said is midrabanan, this chiyuv is coming because you're not mekayim puravu. So why would there be any maila with this that you had one child? So there are two ways to explain the Shitas HaRashba. The simple understanding is that every time a Isha doesn't have a child for 10 years, so we're worried that maybe she's not able, she's not capable of having children. 10 years is a significant amount of time for us to be nervous that she's not capable of having children, and therefore the Rabbanan put on a chi of gerishin. However, if we see that she is capable of having children, she has a child. So a lady that's capable of having children, we're not going to be mechayiv you to divorce her and marry someone else, because maybe you'll have another child from this lady. There's no reason for us to say that you won't have another child from this lady unless we see that for 10 years she's not able to have children. Once you have one child, we lose that ability and that right to say that she's not capable of having children, and therefore you're allowed to stay with her. That would be the simple understanding of the Rashba. However, the Avnei Nezer has a beautiful pshat, and Siman Aleph and Evan Ezer and Eisches, he's really saying this to answer a different question. He's bothered that we know the halacha is, by tzedakah, the hamavazvez al yavazvez yaisa mechaymish. There's gemaras throughout Shas. You're not mechayiv to give tzedakah more than a fifth of your nechasim. Now, this halacha that you're not mechayiv to spend more than a fifth on tzedakah also applies by all mitzvahs. The Ramah in Siman Tav Resh Nun Vav, in regards to a lulav and an esrig, he says a person should not spend more than a fifth of his nechasim, because the din of hamavazviz al yivazviz yis mechayimish applies to all mitzvahs deraisa. You're never mechayiv to spend more than a fifth of your money. So the Avnei Nezer asks a very interesting question. He says, if for a mitzvah asay, you're not mechayiv to spend all your money, presumably the understanding of the rationale of that halacha is that you don't have to be meisir nefesh and give up such a significant amount of your resources for a mitzvah asay. So why are you mechayiv to divorce a lady to be mekayim a mitzvah asay? This is a tremendous mesiris nefesh on the husband's part to divorce his wife just to be able to be mekayim a mitzvah. And based on the halacha of hamavazis al yivazis yisim yichemish, the Avnei Nezer doesn't understand why is he mechayiv to go through to such lengths to be mekayim a mitzvah. So the Avnei Nezer says that ein hanami, for a regular mitzvah you would not have to go to such an extent to even divorce your wife to be able to be mekayim a mitzvah. But over here, there's more at stake. He says, l'mashal, we find legabe yibum. There's a iser to marry an eshesach, which is from the strongest of eris. It's an iser karis. But when it comes to kiyum shame of a mishpacha, to retain the family name, we say that if someone died without any children, so we're matir, the Torah was matir, the iser eshesach, and you're allowed to marry your brother's wife, all to keep his name kayim ba'olam. So here also the Avnei Nezer explains. The point over here is not that you have to divorce your wife to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah asay of puravu. Rather, there's more at stake. Over here there's going to be a mechiyas shem Yisrael. If this person remains married to this lady, we're afraid he'll never have another child, and his mishpacha's name will be erased. Therefore, we're mechayiv him to do gerushin. So the Avnei Nezer says a great makar for this. He says the Rashba Shita. We see the Rashba says that if you have one child, there's no chiv to divorce your wife. Now if we learn Kipshutai, that the whole chiv gerishin is because of the mitzvah of puravu, so we said it's very hard to understand. Why, when you have one child, is there no chiv gerishin? L'chayri, you weren't mekayim puravu. So Avnei Nezer says beautifully, it's not the mitzvah of puravu that's mechayiv the gerishin, because it's a hain rav. It's too expensive. No person is mechuyev to be so meiser nefesh for a mitzvah zasei. The only reason you have to be meiser nefesh is that there should be a kiyum of Hashem. There should be an extension, a continuation of his family name. So for that, we say one child is enough. Just like by Yibum. If you have one child, there's no din of Yibum to be matir eshesach because there's a kiyum Hashem. There's no mechiyas shame of this mishpacha. There's a continuation. One child is enough for that. So if you have one child, we're not going to put on a chiyuv gerushin. So we originally had learned, kipshutai, that the reason why when you have one child, there's no chiyuv gerushin is because ein hachanami, we are mechayiv gerushin for puruvu, but since you have one child, we still have a right to assume maybe you'll be mechayim puruvu at a later time. Since we see she is capable of having children, so we say maybe she'll have another child. Avnei is saying no. For Puruvu, we're never Mechayev Gerushin. This that we're Mechayev Gerushin is because of the Mechiyas shame of the Mishpacha. On that we say, if you have one child, there's no Chiyuv Gerushin. So we have two Pshatim to understand the Rashba, why one child is enough to not have the Halacha of the Chiyuv Gerushin Midrabanan. Now, in regard to the Avnei's question, we're going to really need a Teret to his Kasha. According to the Rishonim that we mentioned before, the Yesh Aimrim in the Rashba, that they hold that one child is not enough. The Rashba had brought down that a lot of Rishonim Amidayik, the Lashon HaMishnah of the Lo Yolda, that Lo Yolda means Lo Yolda Ketikuna. You didn't have enough Leidos to be Mekayim Puruvu. Anytime you didn't do enough Leidos to be Mekayim Puruvu, we put on a Chiyuv Gerushin. So now, Hadra Kushi L'Duchta, the Avnei'ezer had asked, how could there be a din that you're Mekhiv to divorce your wife? To be able to do Puruvu, L'chayre, you never mechiv to spend so much to be so mois and nefesh for a mitzvah saseh. His entire teretz is that for one child, we're going to be mechayv you to divorce your wife, not because of the mitzvah of Puruvu, but rather that there should be a kiyum shem mishpacha. But now we're saying that these Rishonim hold that by one child also there's a chiyuv gerushin. Only when you're mechayv Puruvu, we take off the chiyuv gerushin. So it seemed like these Rishonim hold that the Chiyuv Gerushin is coming from the mitzvah of Puruvu. On that we have the question, since when is a mitzvah zaseh mechayiv you to be so meiser nefesh? So on that, the Avnei Nezer says another teretz, an unbelievable chiddush. He says, this halacha that we know, that for a mitzvah zaseh, you're not mechayiv to spend more than a chaymish, is only by a mitzvah zaseh, that even though you're not doing it this year, l'mashal, you don't have enough money to buy a lulav this year, because it's more than a chaymish. So we say, okay, you can't buy a lulav this year, but probably next year you'll be able to do the mitzvah. So since in your lifetime you're going to do the mitzvah of lulav, we're not mechayiv you to be meiser nefesh and give up all your money to do a mitzvah that you'll be able to mekayim at a future time. However, puruvu is a mitzvah that's a once-in-a-lifetime mitzvah. Every person is not mechayiv to do puruvu every year. To say he didn't do the mitzvah this year, he'll do it next year. Rather, it's a mitzvah that once in your lifetime, every yid is mechayiv to have a zachar and a nekeva. So if he's going to stay married to a lady after Esther Shanim v'Yolda, and he's not going to divorce her, Ein Hachanami is such a mesiras nefesh that a regular mitzvah zaseh is not mechayiv. But over here, if he's not going to be meiser nefesh, he'll never be able to be mechayiv the mitzvah. On that, the Avnei Nezer says, we never find the halacha that you're not supposed to spend a chaymish on a mitzvah by such a mitzvah that's a once-in-a-lifetime mitzvah. And since if you're not going to be meiser nefesh to do this mitzvah, you'll never do the mitzvah in your lifetime, on that we say you have to spend a chaymish and you have to be meiser nefesh, and over here you'll have to divorce your wife. So these are the two mahalchim of the Avnei Nezer and why you're mechuyev to be meiser nefesh for this mitzvah. Now in reality, we could say a much simpler approach. Al pi the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha and Simin Tav Resh Nun Vav Divrei Maskal Afilu, on this Ramah, that for a mitzvah zaseh, you do not have to spend more than a chaymish, the Bir Halacha asks a famous question from the Gemara in Kedushin of Chavtesim Abeis. The Gemara over there has a question, if someone only has five slum, does he do Pidyon HaBen of himself or Pidyon HaBen of his son? And similarly, the Gemara over there has a Shaila, if you only have five slum, should you do Alila Regal or Pidyon HaBen? The Bir Halacha asks, what's the whole issue in that Gemara? If you only have five slum, you don't do any mitzvahs. Since the Halacha is that Hamavazviz al Yavazviz Yaisim Mechaimish applies to a mitzvah zaseh, so we're saying that for a mitzvah zaseh, you do not spend
more than a chaimish of your money. So when you only have five slaim, then doing the mitzvah pinyan ben means taking away all your money. So you're not mechuyif to do any mitzvah. So what's the thing about his question in Kedushin? So the Bir Halacha says a tremendous yisoid in the halacha of hamavazviz al yivazviz yoyis mechaimish. He says the entire din that you shouldn't spend too much money is not really because we don't want you to be meiser nefesh. There's no din that if a mitzvah is too hard to do, you shouldn't do it. Rather, we don't want you to be mistarach lebrius. We don't want the tzibur to have to take care and support every mishpacha in Klal Yisrael because they're buying $500 regim. So therefore, we instituted a halacha that hamavazviz al yivazviz yaisim michaimish. You never have to spend more than a fifth for a mitzvah. Therefore, you won't be nistarach lebrius. You won't be reliant on the tzibur to support you. But let's say you only have five slum. So how do you support yourself at all? So either, the Bir Halacha says, you have a job and you're living off your job, or you don't have a job and you're nistarach lebrius even if you don't spend this money. So spending such a little amount of money when you only have this amount of money is not going to affect your reliance on the tzibur. Either you have a job that takes care of you and you do not need your savings to support you, and therefore you're not going to be nistarach lebrius, or you don't have a job and you're anyway nistarach lebrius. So when you only have a small amount of money, where it's easier for us to be mechayev you to spend the money because it's not going to affect your reliance on the tzibur. That's the teretz of the Bir Halacha. So you see a huge havana of hamavazviz al yivazviz yoyis mechaimish in the Bir Halacha. There's no din that we don't want you to be meiser nefesh. It's just we don't want you to become reliant on the tzibur. But I think it's clear to say that according to the Bir Halacha, we have no problem being mechayev you to divorce your wife. There's no din that we don't want you to be meiser nefesh. There's just a din we don't want you to spend money. When it comes to spending money, we don't want you to become reliant on the tzibur. But when it comes to an issue of divorcing your wife, even though it's very hard, we never find the Torah saying that you don't have to do hard things to enable you to do a mitzvah. So for sure, we'll let you divorce your wife, and we'll be mechayev you to divorce your wife to be able to do a mitzvah. This will be a third teretz to this question. So, Bekitzer, the Avnei Nezer, had asked, how could it be that you have to be so meiser nefesh for a mitzvah saseh? The Avnei Nezer's first teretz was that it's not really for the mitzvah, it's just to make sure there's no mechiyas Hashem. His second teretz is that this mitzvah is different than other mitzvahs because it's a once-in-a-lifetime mitzvah, and we're saying that according to the Bir Halacha, the whole halacha that you don't have to spend money is all in regards to money, but any other mesiras nefesh you would have to do. Now, an interesting nafkamina between these mahalchim would be in regards to spending money for infertility treatments or the like. Because according to the Avnei Nezer, the halacha of hamavazviz al yivazviz yeis mechemish does not apply in regards to peruvu, either because mechias Hashem is so important or because it's a once-in-a-lifetime mitzvah. Therefore, you would have to spend all your money for infertility treatments. But according to the Bir Halacha, that we're saying that there's no reason to assume there's anything special about peruvu. Rather, we'll say that the entire halacha of hamavazviz yeis mechemish is all in regards to money. But in regards to divorcing a wife, there's no such halacha. But when it comes to infertility treatments, which is an issue of spending money, so if we're right that the Bir Halacha would not have to say there's anything special about peruvu, and he'll just say that divorcing your wife does not have this halacha, so he'll say that in regards to infertility treatments, which is an issue of money, you would not be mechayiv to spend yaiser mechaimish. Now, we had brought down before Machlaikis Rishainim, brought down the Rajba, if one child is enough to take away the Chiyuv Gerushin of Al-Mishnah. The Nemuki Yosef adds on a very big Chiddush. He says that even the Rishainim that hold, that when you have one child, you do have a Chiyuv Gerushin, which presumably is because you were not Mekayim Puruvu, but if someone was Noilad, two or three Nekevos, or Zecharim, ain't Tzarech L'garsha. Once you have a few children, even though you weren't Mekayim Peruvu, you had, L'mashal, three sons, so we know, we passing like Beis Hillel, that you need a Ben and a Bas, and you only had Banim, you only had Zecharim, so you were not Mekayim Peruvu, But the Namuk Yosef says that you would not be mechayiv lagarsha even according to those rishonim that are mechayiv lagarsha. When you only have one son, but when you have a couple of children, you will not have a chiyuv gerushin. Now this defies logic. L'chayra, the whole machayikis rishonim was simply if the chiyuv gerushin is tali impuravu or not tali impuravu. That means that the shita that one child is still mechayiv gerushin holds, that since you were not Mekayim Puravu, therefore you have a Chiyuv Gerushin. So how could the Namuki Yosef say that Lekuli Alma, which means even these Rishonim that hold that by one child there is a Chiyuv Gerushin, they're going to hold that if you have two or three children, you don't have a Chiyuv Gerushin. But if the two or three children are all Zecharim or all Nekevais, you still weren't Mekayim Puravu, and you should have a Chiyuv Gerushin. So we find two Mahalchim to understand this Namuki Yosef. The Eitzer HaPoskim, and Simon Aleph, on Sif Dalet and Sif Katan Lamed, he is dealing with a Machaikis Achreinim, if for Lesheves you need a Zachar and an Akeva, or just one child. Now, where this comes up is on the Gemara we had earlier, that Rabbi Yechanan said, Hayu Loi Barim Umesu, someone had children enough to be Mekayim Puruvu, let's say he had a Zachar and an Akeva, and they die. So you have to do Puravu again, and the Gemara explains, because you need L'Sheves. Which means that the Yisoid, the point of the mitzvah of Puravu, is to create that there's a Yishuv, there's an inhabitation on this world, there's a L'Sheves going on. Since you had children and they died, you don't have L'Sheves. So what would be if you only have one child remaining? You had a Zachar and an Akeva, which means you did a Puravu, but the L'Sheves, the inhabitation that you're producing, is only one child. Is that a kiyum of L'Sheves? Or you have to do a Puravu again? So there's a big machlokes achreinu about this. The Eitzer HaPoskim brings down that the Hemek Shela holds that one would be enough. That if you had a Zachar and an Akeva, and one of them died, and you only have one child remaining, you would not have to go ahead and do the mitzvah again, because Puravu you did, and the point of L'Sheves you still have. However, the Taz in Simen Aleph, Sivkotin Tess, the Taz holds that L'Sheves also needs a Zachar and a Nekeva. So if you have two children and one of them dies, you would not be Mekayim Puravu, because Puravu needs L'Sheves, and L'Sheves needs a Zachar and a Nekeva. That's the Machloik is Taz and Hemek Shela. If one child's enough, that's the Shittas of the Hemek Shela and others, and the Taz holds you need a Zachar and a Nekeva, just like you need for Puravu a Zachar and a Nekeva, so too for L'Sheves. The Eitzer HaPoskim says he found a third shita, the Namuki Yosef. And what does he mean? He means our Namuki Yosef. The Namuki Yosef says that even the Rishonim that hold that one child is Mechayiv Gerushin in our Mishnah, but if you have two or three children, even though you weren't Mechayim Puravu, because you only had Zecharim or Nekevais, still you don't have a Chiyuv Gerushin. So we asked, what do you mean? The whole Chiyuv Gerushin, according to these Rishonim, is because you weren't not Mechayim Puravu. Even if you have one child, will mechayiv you to be megarasher, to be able to be mekayim puravu. So why does it help that you have two or three zecharim or two or three nekevais? So the Eitzer HaPoskim says a beautiful pshat. The Namuki Yosef holds the chiyuv gerushin is not so much because of puravu, rather it's be'ikr because of l'sheves. And since l'sheves is the reason of the gerushin, and the Namuki Yosef holds that for l'sheves you need two children, Bain to Zecharim, Bain to Nekevais, therefore you don't have a Chiyuv Gerushin. In other words, you're the third Shita. We said there's a Machlokes Taz and Hemek Shela, which is a Netziv. They're arguing if a L'Sheves is enough, one child, or the Taz holds you need a Zachar and a Nekeva. The Namuki Yosef is a middle Madrega. He holds you don't need a Zachar and a Nekeva, but you need two children. Puravu needs a Zachar and a Nekeva, but L'Sheves just needs two children. So if you have two Zecharim, you are not Mekayim Puravu, but you are Mekayim L'Sheves. And the Chiyuv Gerushin of our Mishnah is because of L'Sheves, not because of Puravu. Now, he doesn't explain why L'Sheves is more important than Puravu, but the Havana is probably along the lines of the Avni Nezer that we said before. The Avni Nezer had asked that since when are you Mechayiv to be so Meiser Nefesh for a Mitzvah Saseh? And his first teretz was that for Kiyum, Shem Mishpacha will mechayiv you to divorce. So the Muki Yosef would take that in a little different context, he'll understand that it's for the Kiyum of L'Shevus. To have the world inhabited is such an important idea. Therefore, we'll mechayev you to divorce your wife to enable you to make a L'Shevus. But if you have two children, even if they're only Zcharim or only Nekevus, and you already did a L'Shevus, we're not going to have a Chiyuv Gerushin. That's how the Eitzer HaPayiskim explains this Peledika, the Muki Yosef. However, the Avnei Nezer and the Reb Aaron Yaffin in the Kuk Ritva in Eis 957 says the same thing. They say that the Muki Yosef means like the Ritva. The Ritva also says this halacha, that even the Rishayim that hold that by one child you're mechayev to do puravu, and therefore you're mechayev to divorce your wife, but they agree that if you have two or three children, even if they're only Zcharim or only Nekevites, there's no chiyuv gerushin. He adds on one line to the Muki Yosef. He says, why are we going to be mechayev you to marry someone else? Shema mizeh nami rak tehei zachar nekeva. Even your new wife will only give you a zachar nekeva. How are we going to guarantee that this person who had five children, all girls, what's our guarantee that when he marries someone else, he'll have a zachar? Maybe even in his next marriage, he'll only have an akeva. This is clearly not the lumness of the Eitzer HaPayiskim that there's a Kiyum L'Shevus going on. Rather, it seems like a different svara. And the svara is, the Avnei Nezer explains, we're talking about a lady that is actually still able to give birth. The lashon of the Ritva is avomnesha ino yeledes rak zechar mayrak nekeves. We're not talking about a case that a lady has not had a child for 10 years. The issue that the Rashba had that yesh aimrim one child might be mechayev gerushin is talking about you had one child and then for 10 years you don't have any children. So the machlekes b'shainim is there a chiyuv gerushin in such a case? You only had one child, but now we have reason to be suspicious that you're not capable of having children. The case of the Ritva that L'Kuli Alma agree is talking about someone that's married L'Mashal 15 years and have 7 girls. She has never had a 10-year span of not having children. Every 2 years she has another girl. In such a case, one might think that there's some form of chazaka going on. This person's only having girls. As the Avnei Nezer explains, the chilik between a zachar and a keva is who is mazriya tchila. Maybe in this relationship, he's always mazriya tchila, or maybe she's always mazriya tchila. Therefore, we have reason to believe that they'll keep having the min that they're having. If they keep having zecharim, maybe we should say they'll always have zecharim, and maybe we should be mechayev you to get divorced. On that, the Ritva says, in such an issue, we're not mechayev you to get divorced, because if he's the type of person that always has zecharim, who said in his next marriage he won't have zecharim again? So that's not enough of a reason for us to be mechayev you to get divorced. But he never spoke about a case where someone had 5 zecharim and then had a 10-year span of not having children. In such a case, since he wasn't mekayem puravu, maybe the Ritva would agree there's a chiyuv gerushin. Once we say this pshat in the Ritva, there's no reason to say that Muki Yosef argues that Muki Yosef is kamat word for word like the Ritva. He just doesn't have this last line. So if we're going to learn, there's no machlekes Muki Yosef and Ritva. Kepshuta will say Muki Yosef means like the Ritva, and ein hachanami. Maybe we'll say that if someone has 2 or 3 children and then has a 10-year gap of not having children, according to the Rishonim, that when one child is Mechayev Gerushin, so too having 3 children and then a 10-year gap would also be Mechayev Gerushin. Since you weren't Mechayev Puravu, therefore you have to divorce your wife to enable you to do Puravu. The only time the Ritva said there's no Shiloh in the Rishonim is only when you're still capable of having children and you're still in the midst of having children, like his Lashon is. She's right now not being mailed only zechar menekeves. She's still in the midst of having children. On that we say, there's no reason for us to be mechayev you to marry someone else because maybe you'll keep having zechar menekeves. So we have 2 ways to understand the Muki Yosef. The Eitzer HaPayiskim is learning that the whole Chiyuv Val Mishnah is all for L'Shevus, and the Muki Yosef has a tremendous chiddush that 2 zecharim or 2 nekevites, those are the guidelines to be mekayim l'shevus. But if the Ritva is mashma, and bepashas the Muki Yosef also would mean like this, like the Achreinim are saying, that the These Rishonim mean that in a case when you're still in the midst of having children and you never took a 10-year break, there was no 10-year gap of not having children, on that we say there's no chiyuv gerushin. But ein hachanami, if you only had zecharim on a keves and then you had a 10-year gap, it could be that according to the Ritva and Ruki Yosef, you would have a chiyuv gerushin. So that's a big nafkamin la'alacha. The Eitz HaPayiskim is clearly saying that even if you have a 10-year gap, there's no chiyuv gerushin because you were mekayim l'sheves. And the chiyuv gerushin is full of sheves. And two zecharim or two nekeves is a kimul l'sheves. But according to the pshat of the Achrenim and the Ritva, it would come out that if you had a 10-year gap, there would be a chiyuv gerushin.
The Gemara continues, and it says in the pasuk, "Miketz eser shanim l'sheves Avram be'eretz Canaan l'lamedcha she'ein yeshivas chutz l'eretz oydloy min aminyan." You learn out from this pasuk that the years spent in chutz l'eretz do not go towards the counting of the 10 years. Rashi explains that Dilma Mishum Avoin Chutz Laretz Heim Akurim. We have reason to believe the reason in their Akurim is because of the Avera of living in Chutz Laretz. Therefore, any years spent in Chutz Laretz do not go towards the counting of the 10 years. The Rosh argues in Rashi, and he says, how could it be that we'll say that this, that you're not having children, is because you're living in Chutz Laretz? He asked that we all live in Chutz Laretz, and 99% of us have children. So obviously the Avon Chutz Laretz is not such a strong Avera that causes people not to have children. So how could we say that the Avon Chutz Laretz is the cause and therefore there's no Chiyuv Gerushin? So he argues on Rashi, and he learns the Gemara is saying a special halacha in regards to Avram Avinu. That Avram Avinu had a tzivui from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Leich Lecha Me'atzecha. So the Rosh says that Avram Avinu had this tzivui, and he didn't go out of Eretz Yisrael right away. He was not mekayim the tzivui right away. Since he was netzatzon to do the tzivui, therefore he was punished, and therefore the pasuk says that we only start counting the 10 years after he was mekayim the tzivui. The Rashba says a similar idea to the Rosh, that it's only a special, unique halacha in the case of Avram Avinu, but his wording is a little different. The Rosh had pointed out that there was an einish because he was misatzel. The Rashba's lashon is, and so to other rishonim say the same thing, is that the lashon of the pasuk is leich lecha me'atzecha ve'eschel legaygadom. The entire tzivoy, the entire bracha that you'll have children is only in Eretz Yisrael. That's why the years of chutz laretz don't go towards the counting. Not because Avram did anything wrong, but rather the entire bracha was that when you live in Eretz Yisrael, then you'll have children. So he only started counting when he got to Eretz Yisrael. Now, one of the Rosh's tainas on Rashi is that how could it be that for a svara klusha kizeh, such a weak svara, that avoin chutz laretz would be geirim you not to have children, how could we use such a weak svara to be pater someone from a mitzvah zaseh? That's the lashon of the Rosh. There's a mitzvah puruvu, and you're going to patter yourself and say that since you're living in Chutz Laretz, oh, that's probably the cause, and therefore I don't have to divorce my wife, and I don't have to even count the mitzvah. The Rosh says it doesn't make sense. Such a weak svara could patter someone from a mitzvah zaseh. So we can say a simple answer, that of course there's no p'tur. There's no p'tur from the mitzvah p'ruvu by this that you're living in Chutz Laretz, and we're saying that you don't have to divorce your wife. Because in reality, for the mitzvah puruvu, you never have to divorce your wife. We said over from the Avdei Nezer, the whole chiv of divorcing your wife is all that there should be a kiyum of your shem mishpacha, that to enable your mishpacha to keep having its name, therefore it is a chiv gerushin. So all we're doing in a case of chutz laretz is saying that since you're in chutz laretz, and maybe the avoin chutz laretz is geirim that you're in a kara, therefore we're taking off the chi of gerushin of the kiyum shem mishpacha. Means the whole kash of the Rosh was, a mitzvah deraisa, you can't knock off with a weak svara. The answer is we never knocked off the mitzvah. The mitzvah is here. Just because it's a mitzvah here, that's not mechayev you to divorce your wife. Like the Avni Nezer asked, how much mesiras nevesh do you have to do for a mitzvah zaseh? You see, you don't have to spend the chaymish, so why should you have to divorce your wife? So there's a special halacha that for the kiyum shem mishpacha, we wanted you to get divorced. On that we're saying a svara that avoin chutz laretz is something that we could be tail in to take away a chiyuv gerushin to keep up the shem mishpacha.
But never did we talk to the mitzvah. No one's taking away any mitzvah. The mitzvah is Rami Akakaf de Gavra. He has a mitzvah zasei, and he's mechuyev in the mitzvah zasei, and he's not being mekayim in the mitzvah zasei. We're not talking to the mitzvah zasei. Because mitzvah the mitzvah zasei, he never had to divorce her. There's a special inyan for kiyum, shem, mishpacha. We want you to get divorced. On that we say, there's avon chutzlarts here, you don't have to get divorced. But the kash of the rush was that we never find patterning from a mitzvah by such a weak svara. The answer is no one's talking to the mitzvah. Mitzvah the mitzvah, you never had to get divorced. It's all because of the inyan of kiyum shemesh bracha. On such a thing, it's not so shver to say that for the kiyum shemesh bracha, if there's something to be toiling, you're not mechuyev to get divorced.
Now we'll go ahead to the sugya of chazakas. The Gemara has the famous machlekes Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel. If chazak is two times or three times. The shayla is in Shitas Rava. We find in the middle of the sugya, Rava says, Hashta da amrit achoyos mechazkos. If you're telling me that different sisters could create a chazaka, so lo yisa adam isha, lo yimi mishpachas nichvin, v'lo yimi mishpachas mitzirayin, v'udis chazik tlas azimni.
If you have a mishpacha that three of the girls in the family are mitzirayim, lamashal, or other sicknesses, you shouldn't marry someone from that family, a different sister. But the chazak is three times. That seems to be Shitas Rava, that a chazak is three times. A few lines later, we find that Abaya married Chayma, even though Chayma had been married twice and both of her husbands died. Because Abaya holds a chazak is three times. And Rava was matmi and Abaya. Rava said, how could you be Saimich on Yitzchak? You yourself said that Yitzchak Sumka is la bar samcha, so you shouldn't have relied on this halacha that three times is a chazaka, and you should have asked yourself for marrying Chayma since she was married twice. So Shitas Rav is a stira. On one hand, he seems to hold that you need three times to be a chazaka in regards to a chayli in the mishpacha, but in regards to a katlanis, he holds that twice is enough to say that you shouldn't marry the lady. So the Rajba answers a tremendous yisoid in the sugya. He says there's two types of chazakas we have to deal with. One is a chazak in different people. We're trying to figure out what type of mishpacha you are. So if two sisters have a sickness, we have no right to assume the third sister has a sickness. But if three sisters have a sickness, so that's a chazaka that could work even for another person. A chazaka for another person needs three. Once you have three sisters, then we say the entire mishpacha is a mishpacha that has these chaylis, the sicknesses. But in regards to one person, a katlanis, this isha had a first husband that died, a second husband that died, over there Rava's masking to Rebbe that two would be enough. There's two type of chazakas. A chazaka in regards to an isha herself, two is enough. That's Shitas Rava according to the Rajba. The Meiri says you don't have to make such a lamdasha chiluk. The Meiri says, Chayli is a davar shel hashgiach. It's very not common to have a sickness that's genetic and inherent in this family more than other families. Therefore, you'll need three. But really, Shitas Rava is two as a chazaka. But for a davar milsa shel hashgiach, then you need three. That's Shitas HaMeiri. So it's important to note that the Meiri did not hold of the distinction that the Raj was making, and he holds there's no chilik between a chazaka in one person and three people. Now, in regards to the halacha, it's very interesting. The Gemara says, on the third to last line of the Amud, Nesu'in u'malkiyos kerebi, that two are enough for Nesu'in u'malkiyos. Vestes in Shara Mu'ed is kerebi Shimon ben Gamliel. For some things we hold chazaka is two, and for some things it's three. Now what's the beer of that? How do we paskin like both of them in different cases? So the Rajba explains that's really a suffix. So by Nesu'in, you go l'chumra. We don't want someone to marry a isha that might be a sakana, so you go l'chumra. And by Malkius, we say also l'chumra that two will be enough to get rid of the person because kivan de avar v'shana mevarin oisei risha miyisrael. Since he did an avera twice, we're going to go l'chumra and try to get rid of him. Investis is only derabanan, so we'll be more meko. And therefore we'll say you need three. Because we, l'halacha, are mesupik, so each case we have to go by an individual basis and figure out if we should be machmer or meko. And by Shara Mu'ed, he says, we're not going to be mapik b'mayna el b'davar bar. So since two is a suffik, Therefore, to be mighty mammon and say that the person has to pay nezek shalim and not chazi nezek, which is the yisoid of the point of Asher HaMu'ed, on there we're going to be machmir, and we're going to say you can't be mapik mammon unless you have a dover bar. Now, this last line, that Asher HaMu'ed, is really tully in the machlekes 2 or 3. Just we're going to be machmir not to be mapik mammon unless you have a dover bar is a pella. Because it's a pasuk that you need 3 times. The pasuk says that a shar becomes a shar hamuad 3 times. How could the Rashba say that shar hamuad is really Tully and Rebbe Aram Shingamliel, which sounds like that light Rebbe 2 should be enough, but just we don't want to be mapik mamain unless we have a davar bar, therefore we need 3. It's very hard to understand. It's a pasuk that you need 3 times. The Keren Ira asked this kash in the Rashba, how could the Rashba and all the other Rishonim say the same thing? That Shara Mood is Tully and Rebbe and Rishuging Aliel, if the Pasuk says you need 3, obviously everyone agrees. Which is really Taisus on the Samachem and Aleph. Taisus over there, Tap Taisus, the Ramaskal of Ashar. Taisus says, Rebbe like Polygakra. Rebbe's not going to argue on the Pasuk of Shara Mood. The Gemara just means, Kalaymar, Hosam is Skyman Divir Rishuging Aliel, the Lame is Chazik El Batlasimni. All the Gemara means is that the Pasuk is working with the guidelines of Rishuging Aliel. The whole point of Shara Mu'ed is that the animal becomes a Huchzik Nakdim. It becomes evident to us that this animal is a wild animal that needs a bigger Shmira. So the Pasuk says you need 3 times for that. That seems to go along with the guidelines of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. But of course, Rebbe agrees. So we have Machlekes, Rashba, and Taisvis. If Rebbe argues by Shara Mu'ed, which is really impossible to say, there's a Pasuk that you need 3. So the Rashba is a Pella. Now, in regards to Taisvis, it also needs Havana. Taisvis is saying that Rebbe Le Polygakra. Rebbe agrees to the Pasuk, but the Pasuk sounds more like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The question is, so how does Rebbe stem with the Pasuk? Why isn't there a Mefurish of Pasuk that you need 3 times to create a Chazakah? Not like Rebbe. Rebbe holds twice as a Chazakah. This Pasuk seems to say that 3 is a Chazakah. Why isn't Rebbe bothered by the fact that we have a Pasuk that you need 3 times to become Hochzik? So to explain this, the Achrayim, Reb Chaim, and Reb Shlaima is in Bava Kama, Siman Gimel, they say there's 2 things going on in every Shara Mu'ed. Besides actually becoming Huchzik as a Nakhin, you need more than that. You need a Seder Hadah. You need to go through a Parsha to become a Mu'ed. A Mu'ed is a name tag that we only give to specific animals. Not every animal that we see as wild, are we going to give the name tag as a Shara Mu'ed that will have the special halachas of a Shara Mu'ed? You pay me'aliyah, you pay nezek shalem. Those halachas are not set on any wild animal. It's only if you went through a Seder Hadah. L'mashal, Rav Shlaima says, we find on the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Memal from an Aleph that umdana is not enough. Let's say an animal we see was running after a few people, and it happens to be that the people ran away. Or the animals ran away. We're not going to say, oh, we have an umdana, we have a proof that this animal is wild. Now, if the whole point of 3 times is to show us, is to prove that this animal is a wild animal, so it ran after people 3 times, just because the people got away, shouldn't be a reason for us not to say that the animal is a wild animal. Another proof that Rav Shlaima brings is Taisvis in Bava Kama Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. Taisvis says that if a shar kills 3 shars of hefker, you don't become a mu'ud. Because only if a shar kills shvarim that are bar chiyuvim, only shvarim that are mechayiv you to pay, then you become a mu'ud. Now, if the whole point of being negeach 3 times is to create that this is a wild animal and it's a hulzig nakhin, why in the world should it make a difference if the animal that it gored was owned by hefker or owned by a person? So you see in Taisus that there's a special din, that to become a mu'ed, you need a Seder Hadah, and there's laws and regulations in what makes you get the Shem Mu'ed. On the Gemara Mem Aleph, we're saying you need to actually gore something, and in Taisus we're saying you have to actually gore a Bar Chiyuvah. So since there's 2 things going on, more than just making the animal proven to us that it's a wild animal, you actually have to go through a certain Seder, exerce a kusuf, how to get the name tag mu'ed. Therefore, nothing really shver on Rebbe. Rebbe holds that to become a wild animal, after 2 times we know you're a wild animal. But that's not going to make you a mu'ed. Just like you don't become a mu'ed when you gore 3 times hefker. Because it's exerce a kusuf how to become a mu'ed. not everything that we think is a wild animal is called a mu'ud. There's rules and regulations. One of the regulations is exeris akasav. It has to be three times. Just like according to Rav Shimon ben Leo, who holds that three times proves to us that it's a nakhin. Still we have a tnai of Bar Chiyuva and that we can't use an umdana. So too, according to Rebbe, there's a tnai that you need three times. Two proves to us that he's a wild animal. Three is necessary for the Seder Adah. This is the Mahalach of Achreinim. Rav Shlomo brings a beautiful raya from the Turi Yevon. The Turi Yevon in Chagiga says that according to Rebbe, if an animal would gore two shars and one chamar. Now usually the halacha is, if a shar only gores shvarim, so it's only hukzik to be negeach shvarim. This is an animal that has a tendency to gore shvarim. If he does shar, chamar, and gamal, then we say that his tendency is to do all animals. Now if he does twice shar and once chamar, according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, he's not going to be hukzik to do all animals. Because since he only did shar and chamar, that's only two different type of animals, we do not have proof that he does all animals. The Turi Yevon says that according to Rebbe, since two is a chazaka, so doing shar and chamar, he's mukzik to do all different type of animals. Now, you need three times to become hukzik. This is Gzeres HaKasev. But that whole Gzeres HaKasev, the Turi Yevon holds, is all in becoming a name tag of a mu'ud. How do you become a mu'ud? If you gore three times. But in regards to which animals you're hukzik for, the Turi Yevon holds, there's no reason to need three. So if you do it a shar and a chamar, now you'll need a third time to do the shar, because if not, you won't be a mu'ud. But once you did two times shar and one time chamar, now you'll be hukzik to be negeach all type of animals, because two is really a chazaka. So Rav Shlomo says, from this Turi Yevon, you see mamash is avana. You see that the whole din of three is all a gzeres akasav of the name tag of mu'ud. But Rebbe agrees, like Ishita is always, that to become a nachin, to become hukzik as a wild animal, two is enough. Therefore, when you do a shar and a chamar, you'll be hukzik to do all animals. Now he ends off, Rav Shlomo, that Taisus and Yavamah is not mashma like this. Taisus and Yavamah says, Rebbe le polagakra, elakalaymar hosa miskaimin divri Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The psukim are working with the guidelines of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So Rav Shlomo points out, that's not really true. We're saying now there's a special thing called Seder Hadar. Nothing to do with being Hukzik Nachin. Nothing to do with the Indian of becoming proven as a wild animal. There's another halacha that you need three times to become a mu'ud, to get the name tag of mu'ud. So the psukim are not even Miskaim and Shapir, are more like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So Rav Shlomo says, Taisus and Yavamis doesn't really fit this pshat. Taisim Bavakama doesn't have that line. Taisim Bavakama just says that Rebbe Lepalig Akra, and Rebbe agrees also. But Taisim Yavamah that adds on this line that the Gemara is saying Shara Mu'ud like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, because his Miskaim and Shapir is shver with this Havana of the Gedolei Achrayim. Now, the truth is that even without these Achrayim, Taisvis is hard to understand, because Taisvis immediately afterwards, in Divya Maschel Nisus, he says that Rebbe, who holds that Chazak is 2, agrees that Lagabi Dine Mammon is Chazak is 3. Like you see from Sharamud. Sharamud is a raya that by Mammon is Chazak is 3. The second you say that, then the Pshukim are Mechlal not Miskaim Shapir, like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, because we're saying that even Rebbe agrees that Lagabi Mammon is 3 is a Chazaka. So it's hard to understand Taisus anyway. What exactly does Taisus mean when he says Miskaim and Dibri Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Shapir with this that Sharamuid is Chazaka of 3?
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.